If you have a prut and a half worth of Maaseh Sheni, you could be poiderit on shtei prutos. I'll tell you low, pruta talks to pruta. The one, the shava pruta that you have here, true, that goes on to the pruta. Like what happened here? You have two coins here now, you have two prutas. And you have vadai Maaseh Sheni worth a prut and a half. So now, the pruta's worth goes into one coin. What's left over? Only a chatzi pruta. The chatzi pruta loy tofsa. That's all you say. If you only have a chatzi pruta's worth of Maaseh Sheni, you cannot be putting that onto a coin. So it doesn't help you bring in two prutas over here. Because if you only have a pruta and a half worth of Maaseh Sheni, so the one pruta goes onto the pruta. But the other maksa doesn't go onto anything. So, hoda hevile the rice of the Rabbanon, again, or be a shana, if you have these two chatzi prutas, you can't put them together either. Because the chatzi prut you have in front of you is a chiv midiraisa. The chatzi prut that's in the bit of roiv is only with the rabbonin. Or the rice of the rabbonin, learn it tarfi. You can't put together the rice and the rabbonin. So therefore, still we have a case here that you cannot be poidur at all. That's why it says the price here is bit of roiv. Marcel says, v'neisa isa, bring a bigger coin. Don't only bring a two prutas, but bring an isa that's worth more than a few prutas. And then you could be poided now the Maaseh Sheni of a prut and a machta that you have, and there's plenty left over. Then that coin became a pruta chamura, and then you could be poided your chatzi prut is worth into this coin. So Mar says, "No, we're afraid. Dilma osel asuye prutas. We don't let you bring isa one big coin because we're afraid once you get used to being poided a prut and a half, maybe sometimes you think you can do it on two prutas also, and on two prutas you can't do it." So the kids said, there's a hint here how this person cannot be poida his Maaseh Sheni. In this case, it's called Ein Loi Matirin. Therefore, if this chatzi fruit, the work of your Maaseh Sheni, got mixed up into other fruits of Kulin, it's bottom roid, and you're allowed to eat the whole thing. Even according to Chizka would come out. Now, the second case was, it says, V'shenichnas liYerushalayim v'yotza. If you have Teres of Maaseh Sheni that you once brought into Yerushalayim, and then you took it out again. So that's the case, it's also bought a brave, you can't be part of these pairs. So first Gemara asks, why not? V'yamai, v'leheder v'naylo. Why don't you bring it back into your slime and eat it there? So again, it should not be bought a brave right now. Bring this whole terubus. What happened here? You have one apple of Maaseh Sheni. They got mixed into five other apples. So now it's outside your slime and true, here you can't eat it. But why don't we say it's not bottle? Because you have the possibility of bringing all these five apples together to your slime. And there you can eat even the Maaseh Sheni. So that's called Yeshla Matirin. It's possible to eat it in a way of heter, so then you're not saying the Chan Rav. So where it says, no, Bishinitma. We're talking about now it became Tommy. So therefore, you can't bring it into your Yishlaim and eat it there. Okay, it became Tommy, but why can't you be paid for it? So Rashi says, like the Havamin is now, we're talking about it has a Sheva Pruta. Even though the Maaseh Sheni is worth a Sheva Pruta, but since you took it into your Yishlaim and then you brought it out, you can't be paid for it. So it's saying now, we're talking about it became Tommy now. The question is, some other became Tommy. Why can't you be poiderit? The Yomer Rebbe Lozer says, "Me nine. How do I know? Lamaisa sheni shenitma. Now you have Maaseh Sheni that became tamei. She poider noisoi. And the locker is, you have a right to be poiderit, even though it became tamei. And afilu Yerushalayim, even though the Maaseh Sheni is inside Yerushalayim, which usually the locker is, once you bring your peiros of Maaseh Sheni into Yerushalayim, you have to eat it there. You're not allowed to put it into money anymore. You can't be poiderit. But here, if the peiros are tamei." That you're not allowed to eat it, then you could be paid with onto money. And afilu b'yishalayim. And Rashi says, shein ma'aser tzah niftashon. Regular ma'aser sheni can't be paid in yishalayim. The Siddur Bos says, v'chi yachig nimchov, and start of a kesev. Yev loy kishoy v'yishalayim. But if it's tamei, then you could. Shenem, because the Apostle says, the Gemara says, ki loy suchal sheisoy, you can't carry it. So Pasha the Apostle means, if you have your ma'aser sheni outside yishalayim, and it's too heavy for you to carry the bushels of apples, so you're allowed to be poidered onto money and just bring the money into Yerushalayim. Now, v'yein sheis el achila. Sheis doesn't only mean that it's too heavy, it also means a lashon that you can't eat it. In other words, if the Maaseh Sheni became tamei, that you're not allowed to eat it, the Torah is also telling us you're allowed to be poidered that Maaseh Sheni. Shenem, the Apostle says, v'yisa maaseis m'yeis panov. They took the portions in front of them. You see, maaseis seis means portions of food. That's what Rebbe Lezer dashens. That if you have Maaseh Sheni that became Tomei, even though it's inside Yerushalayim, still you're allowed to be poided it. Says, so we have a kasha then. Why can't you be poided this Maaseh Sheni? Why do we say it's Bottom Roiv? It should be called Yesh Lamatirin. So Mora says, Ella, but so no type of Paris talking about here. Ella, Balakuach, the Kesef, Maaseh Sheni. We're talking about like this. First you add your apples outside Yerushalayim. and you were poider it into money. Now you took your money up to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim you bought peris. Now those peris became tummy. So those peris now are called lakuach, but lakuach the kesef of Maaseh Sheni. You bought these peris with money of Maaseh Sheni, so the peris now get a kedushas Maaseh Sheni. But it's not like the real peris of Maaseh Sheni. And on this you can't be poider these peris when they become tummy. That's the case we're talking about. But lakeach the kesef of Maaseh Sheni. Samar says, so what? Lakuach v'kesef ma'iser nami lifrikei. So what? You took your money up to Yerushalayim, and there you bought fruits. So now these fruits are called lakuach v'kesef ma'iser sheni. It's like ma'iser sheni, and it became tamei. So the Mori asks, be poyder it. The Tanan we learned, how lakuach v'kesef ma'iser sheni, if you have these peiros that you bought with the money that has kedushas ma'iser sheni on it, you brought your money up to Yerushalayim, and there you bought peiros with it, shenitma. Now these peiros became tamei. The lacher is yifter. You are allowed to be poiderit. So still we have a kasha then. If that's the case we're talking about, why do we say when this apple falls into other apples? Is it bottle bereiv? We should say, no, it's yesh lamatirin. You could be poiderit still. It should not be bottled. So my answer is Krav Yudah. I'll tell you before, the bride is going to come to Yudah Shita. The yomi you cover, Yudah holds no. Kasha de gasava loyolim limitvas pijonai. If Yudah holds that the peiros that you bought by now with Maaseh Sheni, with the money of Maaseh Sheni, those peiros cannot be podi again. Therefore, if they became tamei, if you know the only answer is to be covered, you have to bury them. There's no way to be poisoned them a second time, because it's not that strong as Kedusha. Since it's not the original peiros of Maaseh Sheni, it's only peiros that you redeemed into money. And now with the money you bought new peiros in Yerushalayim, so if those peiros become tamei, if you know, you have to bury them. So the Gemara, if we're going to go into view here, my Yiriyotza, what do you have to say, took these peiros outside Yerushalayim, afil lo yotza nami, even if you didn't take them outside Yerushalayim, even though the peiros are still inside Yerushalayim. But if these peiros were bought from money of Maaseh Sheni inside Yerushalayim, it's not that strong, the Kedusha. Therefore, if it becomes Tomei, according to the Yudah, you have to bury it. So now that it became Tomei, there's no way to free it to make it Tor, to make it eat it. Therefore, if it mixed into five other apples or two other apples, it's Bota Baroi, it's not called Yesh Tomatirin. So most Kashmir know, it's talking about Rabbi Yudah, even inside Yerushalayim also. And here it's our bright mashmoni because you took the peiros inside Yerushalayim and then you took them out. So Moshe says, Elo liyoylam v'tor. We're talking about no peiros that are tor.
So if we're talking about v'tor, why can't you eat it now in Yerushalayim? What's the whole problem? So Moshe says, Amay yotza, what does it mean it went out? The nofel mechitzas, that the mechitzas of Yerushalayim fell down and therefore you can't eat it now. So Moshe says, why? But for Amar Rav said, Mechitzas lechol diraisa. That's like a tree. You could only eat Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim when the mechitzas are up. When you have the mechitzas of Yerushalayim. But mechitzas likloy. That's what we say. Once you brought it inside the mechitzas, you can't be poider anymore. You can't. We take it out. You can't be poider it. That's only the rabbanon. That's only the rabbanon, not me the raisa. And therefore, the svara should be v'chigos the rabbanon. When the rabbanon met exerakis nailu mechitzas. When the mechitzas are still up. Then we say, once you say, if you take it outside, you can't be poider it. But l'chur over here, ki l'snayel ha-mechitzas l'gozer rabbanon. But l'chur, we should say a svara here that the mechitzas fell down. Maybe the rabbanon did not make the gzera at all, that you could be poider it. Samara says, no, the svara is l'flug rabbanon. Then l'snayel ha-mechitzas ben l'snayel ha-mechitzas. The rabbanon did not make a difference whether we have mechitzas or not. Like once these peiros are brought into Yerushalayim, the mechitzas are kolotet that you can't be poider it anymore. Now the Gemara says, Rav Huna ba Yudam Rosh Eishes, Chodikotoni. No, we learned one shot over here, one case.